Matthew chapter 8. When he came down from the mountains, large multitudes followed him. And then a leper came and worshipped him, saying, "Master, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Yeshua reached out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will. Be clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Then Yeshua said to him, "See that you tell no one. But go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." And when Yeshua entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, entreating him. And saying, "Master, my servant is lying at home, sick with paralysis, terribly tormented." Yeshua said to him, "I will come and heal him." The centurion answered and said, "Master, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Yeshua heard it, he was amazed and said to those who followed, "Truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from the east and west, and will dine with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be thrown out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Yeshua said to the centurion, "Go your way. And as you have believed, so let it be done for you." And his servant was healed that very moment. When Yeshua entered Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother, lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she rose and served them. When the evening came, they brought to him many who were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all who were sick. To fulfill what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, "He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses." Now when Yeshua saw large multitudes around him, he gave a command to depart to the other side. Then a certain scribe came and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Yeshua replied, "The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Another of his other disciples said to him, "Master, let me first go and bury my father." But Yeshua said to him, "Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead." Then he entered the boat, and his disciples followed him. Suddenly a great storm arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. His disciples went to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, save us. We are perishing." He replied, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea. And there was a great calm. The men were amazed, saying, "What kind of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him?" When he came to the other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two men possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, extremely fierce, so that no one might pass by that way. Suddenly they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with you, Yeshua, son of Elohim? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now a good way off from them was a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils begged him, saying, "If you cast us out, permit us to go away into the herd of swine." He said to them, "Go." And when they came out, they went into the herd of swine. And suddenly the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and perished in the waters. Those who kept them fled, and went their ways into the city, and told everything, including what had happened to those possessed by the devils. The whole city came out to meet Yeshua. And when they saw him, they begged him to depart out of their region.